When I was in elementary school, I had a Rebbe who was Hasidish, who got us in the right mood and mindset for tshuva as we approached Rosh Hashanah in September. He told us, on this day, Rosh Hashanah, the fate of the entire year will be decided. Take things seriously. We took things very seriously. Came back to school after Rosh Hashanah and he said, but that was just the beginning. During Aseres Metzuvah, this is the time to really work on things. When Yom Kippur comes, the fate is actually sealed. And we took things really seriously. After Yom Kippur, we came to school and he said, but Hoshana Rabbah is where it actually gets locked in for real. And we took things really seriously. And we came back to school after Simchas Torah and he said, actually, Zeis Chanukah. That's when it really, really, really gets sealed. So you have to take things seriously. Kept us on our toes on the edge of our seats for the entire year. But Zeis Chanukah, the last night of Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah, where all the candles are lit, really is a serious time in the Sfarim and the Sefer Kabbalah and Hasidus, really treating this very seriously. Why is it called Zeis Chanukah? Simple reading, simple understanding is because the laning for the last day of Chanukah,
Zos
Chanukas, that's it, of the Mishkan, we finish, we read the rest of the Nesiim, 9, 10, 11 through 12, and then we get to the actual summation, leading us right into Baal Oska. So Zeis Chanukah may be related to Zos Chanukas, of the laning of the last day of Chanukah, but it actually takes us into Baal Oscha. And that term, Baal Oscha, about lighting the Neros, Rashi quotes in the Gemara in Shabbos, what does it mean, Baal Oscha? Just light the candles, lahadlik. Baal Oscha, to cause to go up. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, you have to hold the igniter there, ad shetehesh hashalheves olam eileha, until the flame is able to go up on its own. Simply speaking, we're describing the process of lighting the fire. You hold the igniter there until the candle starts to burn up on its own. But Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, in this opening psukim of Parshas Baal Oscha, explains that Chazal typically use a menorah as a mashal, as a paradigm for the idea of chachma, of Talmud Torah, of chinuch, of igniting the flame of the next generation and having them rise up in terms of a burning passion for Talmud Torah and the chachma and the or and the wisdom of Jewish tradition. And the idea of holding the flame there until it's able to rise on its own is a beautiful and powerful mashal of what it means to properly be mechanech, what it means to light the next generation. If we have to constantly be going over them and constantly fanning their flame, and as long as we're holding the flame there, they're lit up, then they need us. And without us, they're going to be extinguished. But the goal is to light the flame in a way that eventually it's able to rise on its own. We want to give them that ignite, we want to give them that initial starburst, we want to give them that ability to get started, but once we notice that they're able to hold a candle on their own, that the flame is going up on their own, that they're self-sustained, and we're training them in how to be able to rise and burn on their own, that's when the job of the mechanech is starting to take hold. That's when we can tell we're doing something successfully. Not to have to constantly spoon-feed them, or to handicap them, or carry them around and hold them up and say, look, as long as you don't let go, there's still a flame. As long as we hold on to them, they're still burning passionately and brightly. We have to learn a way to be mechanech them in a way that allows them to be olam eileha, that allows them to stand up on their own. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos describes the great dictums of the Atzei Knesset HaGedola, one of which is Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, simply translated as establish many Talmidim. But the Rav focused on that word Ha'amidu. Hamidu means to stand them up, to allow them to be able to stand on their own. The goal is not to raise great children. The goal is to raise great adults, to give them the tools that they need at a young age so they will be able to learn how to keep that flame going on their own, how to keep them standing on their own. I heard from Rabbi Rasner Shlita that in these parshiyos, we think about Yosef, who's so far from home. How does Yosef maintain that great chinuch Yaakov taught him? By the age of 17, he's ripped from his environment, and somehow he grows up largely as an Egyptian for the formative years of his life, but yet he's preaching about Yiras Elokim when he's acting as this viceroy. How does he maintain that perspective? And we see in last week's parsha the answer to that. When Yosef was in Potiphar's house and he was faced with temptation, Chazal tells us that he saw the image of his father Yaakov. Yaakov wasn't actually there. He wasn't FaceTiming him. He wasn't actually having his face present in the room. But Yosef was able to conjure up the lessons of his father. When he was so far from home, the sign of Yosef's, really Yaakov's successful chinuch for Yosef was the fact when Yosef was far from home, he was able to say, what would my father say over here? And he was able to picture his father and say, I can stick to those values even when I'm far from home. And that really shows what it means to be a good mechanech, what it means as a parent, as an educator, as a community, what it means to give people the tools that they need to be able to burn on their own, to stand on their own, to be able to have the ability to take those lessons and say, when they're physically removed from their original sources, can they still burn? Can they still light? And Seis Chanukah really is a time to take the lessons of Chanukah, take all the spiritual trust we built with Hashem, our awareness of the burning flame of Talmud Torah, and our great passion to push back against all the Greeks stood for, about eradicating our Masorah, and not just to have it burn while we're in the month of Chanukah, while we're in the mode of Chanukah, but to be able to say, how can we take this beyond Chanukah? How can we take this beyond? Zayis Chanukah, this will be the true test of Chanukah. If when Chanukah comes to an end, and we're able to keep that flame burning, we're able to carry it into the rest of the year, not just Rosh Hashanah to Shana Rabbah to Zayis Chanukah, but for the other 9 months, until next El, until next Rosh Hashanah, can we keep that flame burning? Can we remain a flame? Can we remain passionate and burning for Talmud Torah and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim v'Neflos every single day?